Jesuit Journal Joins Atheists in Trashing Harrison Butker. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 23, 2024. America Magazine, the U.S. Jesuit flagship publication, has joined atheists and liberal elites in blasting star NFL kicker Harrison Butker for his conservative Catholic-themed commencement address at Benedictine College. Zach Davis, an associate editor at America, wrote that Butker's speech sounded like the result of an all-encompassing ideology, which explains why gender roles, COVID-19 policies, liturgical preferences and abortion should all fall under the same coherent theme of a commencement address. The ideology espoused by Mr. Butker goes beyond legitimate conservative-liberal differences, Davis argued, and fell into the backward-looking sectarianism that Pope Francis has warned about repeatedly throughout his papacy. There is the fashion in this age of the Church's life to step back, not going up or down, but backwards, Davis wrote, citing Pope Francis. This backstepping makes us a sect, it makes you closed and cuts off your horizons. Davis took advantage of his piece to join the Associated Press in slamming Benedictine College itself, a small, conservative liberal arts college located in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine College was recently featured in a report from the Associated Press under the headline, "A Step Back in Time, America's Catholic Church Sees an Immense Shift Toward the Old Ways," Davis noted. At Benedictine, Catholic teaching on contraception can slip into lessons on Plato, and no one is surprised if you volunteer for 3 a.m. prayers, Davis quoted from the AP article. Pornography, premarital sex and sunbathing in swimsuits are forbidden. Perhaps this is why Butker's address was so poorly received outside the Benedictine bubble, Davis proposed. As Catholic League President Bill Donahue observed, it is striking to see people like Whoopi Goldberg and Bill Maher speak in defense of Harrison Butker while the Catholics in America criticize him. America Magazine wasn't alone among the religious media in its garment rendering over Butker's speech, however. Writing for the Progressive Religion News Service, Tyler Huckabee adopted a similar tone, calling Harrison Butker an agro-Christian whose underlying theme in his commencement address was "We must take back culture for cool, tough men like me." Christians of this particular stripe need for women, as a whole, to feel divinely called and entirely fulfilled by raising kids, Huckabee wrote. That way, men can go do all the cool, badass jobs and don't feel like they're sentencing their wives to a life of unfulfilling labor at home. Butker needs it to be true that his wife loves being a wife and mother more than anything in the world. Because if it's not true, if his wife has professional dreams and ambitions that she's sidelining for the sake of her husband's football career, then he's a real jackass, Huckabee contended. Since he was raised with weird ideas about gender and culture war stuff, Butker blames feminism and women who work too much for our culture's problems, Huckabee suggested. As Bill Donahue concluded in his essay on the subject, it appears that liberal Catholics have more in common with Catholic haters than they do with conservative believers. Follow at Williams Rome.